Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Order now at Acura.com.
I mean, here's a guy that criticizes everybody, whoever they take. He's got the answers to who you should take and who you shouldn't take. And all of a sudden, he's an expert. He's in our paper 2 days ago telling us who we have to take.
Welcome back to another episode of The First Team. I'm Joe DeLeon, and joining me as always is my good friend and co-host, NFL draft analyst Ryan Roberts. Today, we are going to be moving on to our next team, preparing you as Arizona Cardinals fans for what to expect in the 2024 NFL draft. We'll be discussing some of the positions of need, some of the guys that could fill that position of need. But Ryan, we have to open this conversation on what the heck do you do at the fourth overall pick? And I say that not as a puzzling question that is going to trouble the future of the Arizona Cardinals, but rather I am making phone calls right now. If I am Jonathan Gannon and this whole front office, I am making as many phone calls as possible because they hold, and we said this a while ago, they hold the most pivotal, impactful chip in the equation of teams looking to go and get a quarterback sitting at the fourth overall pick. They could potentially leverage multiple teams against one another, whether it's the Vikings, Giants, the Broncos, the Raiders, in order to get a ridiculous haul that could set this team up for tremendous success in the long-term future.
Yeah.
Well, I know go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, no, I was just going to say, I know we talked about New England potentially being a trade partner, but like, I guess it's assuming if New England does stick at three and just take a quarterback, let's say they get quarterback three, then the Cardinals become the ultimate bargaining chip because you mentioned already Minnesota Vikings clearly want to trade up. You have to think that Denver, you know, the Denver Broncos starting quarterback would be today, Joe, if they started the season. Only have one on the roster. Do you know who it is?
It's Jarrett Stidham.
Jarrett Stidham, dude. So Denver Broncos are clearly going to be in the quarterback market. Clearly. Minnesota, clearly in the quarterback market. Could the Las Vegas Raiders be as aggressive from 13 moving
should
up?
Be.
I mean, those are three key teams to keep an eye on as far as trade up. Now the question is the partners. And if we're assuming, and again, I think this one's going to go back and forth. I'm not necessarily locking in a quarterback from New England at three, but if they do, then that fourth overall pick becomes so valuable, man. Because regardless of if it is the Vikings at 11, the Broncos at 12, or the Las Vegas Raiders at 13, that's moving up a ton of spots. That's 7, 8, 9 spots. That's going to be a valuable commodity as far as draft capital that you're going to get back to make that move. So, man, the Cardinals have a chance to, because, I mean, Joe, like, who's the player? And we'll talk about it more in depth. But who, well, actually, I say, what's the position that everyone keeps talking about at fourth overall for the Cardinals if they stay? It's wide receiver. But we're in our very deep wide receiver class. And although there might not be Marvin Harrison that would be there at 11, let's say, if they trade back with Minnesota, there's Brian Thomas Jr., you know, like maybe Roma Dunze, depending on how the board falls. Like, I mean, there's going to be some really good pass catchers potentially there, even if you trade back to 11, 12, or 13. So they become a very hot commodity in the trade market. And I think making that trade back, you still have an opportunity to upgrade one of the biggest needs on your roster potentially very quickly in this draft.
And I think the most projectable trade here is one that should excite the Arizona Cardinals, which is the opportunity to swap with the Minnesota Vikings. Realistically, I would say that the probably the opening conversation is to get next year's first, but they already have two first rounders. So there's a capability for them to end up with pick 23, pick 11, and then the Houston Texans pick that they got last year, which I forget what the exact number is.
Got it. Yep.
Wait. I'm going to look that up really quickly, but they have all of these opportunities, which I would argue it's far more valuable instead of taking Marvin Harrison Jr. It's far more valuable for them to end up with Roma Dunze or Brian Thomas Jr.
Well, it's the 27th pick, right? Isn't that the 27th pick?
That's what it is. So they would end up with potentially the ability to address some of these other needs. And I think that's far more important for a roster like the Cardinals that is just, it's just barren. And to talk about some of those needs specifically that come to attention for me, they need to get some corners, man. Like their corner situation is abysmal. Their offensive line, especially in the interior, they can really look to add a guard. If not, maybe I'm not the biggest fan of Will Hernandez because of inconsistencies that he's had throughout his career. We mentioned receiver being important for them. And then the last piece, they got to add some defensive linemen. Their edge rushers aren't terrible. Zaven Collins was a top highly drafted guy that, you know, he's been fine for them. But they do not have the bodies in the interior that really excite me that they're going to be able to be disruptive. And Jonathan Gannon's a guy who, defensive minded, is going to want to try and figure out how to bolster this defensive unit.
Yeah, man, it's so I actually had done a mock draft recently for an Arizona Cardinals exclusive one over at College Sports Wire at USA Today. And that was, Joe, I ended up picking three defensive linemen out of like the eight picks. I think I ended up after some wheeling and dealing a little bit because that defensive line is barren, man. I mean, honestly, like that might be a bigger need on this team than wide receiver, even though wide receiver is a massive one. I mean, you definitely need wide receivers. There's no doubt. Don't get me wrong there. But right today, I mean, you talked about it, but they're doing a 3-4 alignment, right? So their three down linemen today, projected starters, are Bilal Nichols, Kyrus Tonga, and Justin Jones. That's it, man. That is not a great situation to be in. You mentioned they have Zaven Collins, who's kind of like a hybrid edge now in their system. They have BJ Ojulari, who's still a young cat that maybe has some pass rush potential. But overall, you need to get better, bigger, more diverse on the defensive line. Corner has been a need for the Arizona Cardinals, I feel like, for the last 12 years. Like, I mean, it's been a long time since I would say they had a good duo at corner. And then you mentioned the interior offensive line. I mean, the interior offensive line is not much better than that defensive line I just said. They have today Hjalti Froholt starting at center, potentially Elijah Wilkinson and Will Hernandez. So, like, you can upgrade any of those spots. Luckily, offensive tackle is in a pretty good spot after signing Jonah Williams, and you have Paris Johnson Jr., but you need to get better on the interior on both lines, wide receiver, corner. You can upgrade linebacker as well. This is a fun team to mock draft for, man, because you could literally go best player across the board. They have so many holes in this roster right now.
Yeah, you could pick any position. This is one of the few fan bases, I think, which maybe we'll find out in the comments really quickly if we're wrong on this, but this is one of the few fan bases where I think you could say any position group and they're going to be like, yeah, that makes sense, except for quarterback. You can make the argument for running back because James Conner is he's slowly approaching 30. It doesn't hurt to add a little bit of extra explosiveness to the room. You can make the argument for Will Backer in the interior. You could make the argument maybe to add some safety depth. There's just a lot of options that they could go in. I feel like that 27th overall pick, let's say they don't end up with the Vikings second pick, wherever they're sitting in that spot, that to me feels like a really good spot for them to take a corner. Assuming that, let's say they stay at four, they end up taking Marvin Harrison Jr., that 27 spot is the more intriguing one for me because they could come away with maybe it's Cooper DeJean, maybe Kool-Aid McKinstry falls that far. I don't think that Quinyon Mitchell or Terrion Arnold or Nate Wiggins would still be on the board, but those guys make tremendous sense to me. And then I'd also throw into the equation here, maybe a guy like Graham Barton is somebody you consider in that selection spot, or Jordan Morgan, in order to shore up the interior of the offensive line.
We need to stop the Jordan Morgan first round thing, Joe. We have
all right, fine. To stop second it. Round. In the second round. All right, in the second it. Round. Their second round pick. Okay.
You know what I gave him in my mock draft at 27? Do you want to know this one?
Was it a let me guess the position. Or yes. What's the position? Let me guess the player.
Defensive lineman. Defensive lineman.
Are you Jerjon Newton?
I did not.
Byron Murphy?
I gave them one that you're probably not going to like too much, but they need to upgrade the interior, and they could still use some edge help as well. I gave him Darius Robinson as a little bit of a move piece.
Oh, I don't mind that.
Yeah, because I feel like he's the type of guy that maybe upgrade a couple positions potentially, right? Whether you think of him as a true edge five technique, or you are a three-man front, which Arizona is going to be a lot of this year, and you see him as a 4-4 eye type of dude as well, he can create a lot of movement. But I think that you made a lot. The other big one that I was thinking about mostly at that spot, because I think offensive line's a need, but I think we can go a little bit further down the board, because I just think there's a couple spots that are a little more of a higher need. Corner is absolutely the one that was on the table as well. Whether it is a Kool-Aid McKinstry falling, Nate Wiggins falling because he's 170-something pounds, like whoever it ends up being, Cooper DeJean because he's coming off the injury, whatever the situation is, you have a chance to get a steal at corner at 27, because it's a pretty good corner class up top. There is definitely going to be at least one guy that falls a little bit down the board, and I think that they could be in the conversation for that, obviously.
Yeah, corner is just going to continually get brought up. And say the good thing and the interesting thing here, too, is that their next pick is at 35, so there's not much separation between pick 27 and pick 35 right there. So they could kind of be patient with deciding on who they're going to get. And for the most part, the guys that we're going to bring up for that selection spot – they're all relatively going to be in this range. And I think of, you know, maybe some of the second round corners, and then they've got pick 66 in the third round, other corners that could make sense. I would actually, by the way, I would go as far as to say, with the fact that they've got three third rounders, 66, 71, and 90, that it might not hurt them to double dip within the first three rounds at corner because of how inconsistent and weak that position group is for them. So I would say go with an exterior guy if they take him in the first round, or a guy like DJ James is somebody I tweeted about yesterday. A Kalen Carson, if you want to throw him into the slot. And then Javon Bullard's always somebody that I consistently bring up if you want to add some depth to safety slash as a slot corner. Some of those guys make a lot of sense for me.
So they also have the pick number 66 in the third round. I gave him Cam Hart in this mock draft, Joe. So like another even guy. Another name just kind of down the board a little bit, that it's a pretty depth spot at cornerback. And another name that I think you mentioned him at 27, but I actually ended up in this mock getting him Grant Barton at 34, which I thought is just kind of a plug and play, whether he's playing center, whether he's playing guard. I think that he's a guy that can give you some early contributions potentially on the offensive line. So we have definitely figured out the formula here, though, right? Last year, defensively, you were not able to create as many negatives as a front seven. You weren't able to live on the other side of the line of scrimmage, and you also weren't able to work against the run consistently. Like, you were just not a very good defense just from structural perspective. But Jonathan Gannon is a former defensive coordinator, so you have to think that that's heading in the right direction. I think that this year, especially, you really need to start to figure out from a offensive perspective. You don't have an offensive laden head coach. You have Kyler Murray. It's kind of a weird situation, isn't it? Because Kyler Murray he's already on the second big contract. So like, you can't just offload him, right? You have to try to make it work. That's why I think pass catcher, offensive line, there was a couple spots, especially early, that I think make a lot of sense for Notre Dame.
Mean for the Cardinals, you always do
Cardinals.
That,
what I say?
You say Notre Dame. So you said Notre Dame. You say Notre Dame so much on a daily basis. It's just become your,
dude,
all you think
about. So you have to understand. I do about 15 plus hours a week podcasting about Notre Dame. So you have to understand that it's a little ingrained in the mind at this point, my friends.
It's a fair point. I brought this up with corner. By the way, it is like hilarious to look at the amount of picks that they have. They have, as I mentioned, three third rounders. They've got one fourth rounder. They've got two fifth rounders, a sixth, and a seventh. So they are capably able to throw a lot of darts on the board. So I would say, as I mentioned here, you could double dip at corner. And I would say if you take a receiver early, say at 4, maybe it's at 11, and you end up selecting Marvin Harrison Jr., I would totally at the beginning of day 3 consider taking a guy like Jermaine Burton or Javon Baker or Ricky Pearsall if there any of those guys are on the board. Roman Wilson. You have the opportunity
to top off a little bit. The guys that can stretch it a little bit. Yeah.
You get a bigger body, and maybe at pick 35, Keon Coleman's still on the board. Xavier Leggett's still on the board. You get a bigger body, and then you come back around, and then you get somebody that's a little bit more of a spark plug. This receiver room is so bad. And they just traded away Rondale Moore. So I think that there has to be an imperative, focused intent to just really, really try to aggressively go after corner and to go after receiver.
You have to get pass game weapons for this team. I mean, luckily, Trey McBride had a big breakout season at tight end. So you were kind of set at that spot. I mean, he had 80-plus receptions over 800 yards last year, which is a great building block to work off of. I think they like Michael Wilson, who's a second-year player, third-round pick out of Stanford 2 years ago. But you need to find dynamic, right? I think that's the biggest thing that you're trying to point at there.
Is hey, that man, they got Greg Dortch.
I mean, underneath separator, Greg Dortch. You have a big body pass catcher in Trey McBride, who you know I was super high on at Colorado State. I was very happy to see him have the breakout this year. Michael Wilson has solid vertical speed, but he is much more of a short to intermediate separator with route running. Like, that's much more what Michael Wilson brings to the table on the next on the NFL level. You need to find a guy that can press and open things up a little bit, because I think we forget about this, Joe, because he's been injured, obviously banged up a little bit the last couple years. Kyler Murray has a great arm. He really does, man. He can push football,
and he's had no targets. He's had no one to throw to, seemingly, for the beginning of his career.
Yeah, I mean, DeAndre Hopkins, otherwise, like, he didn't have, you know, a ton of vertically based guys, though, right? Like, even DeAndre Hopkins was more of a back shoulder catch point type of guy if he's winning vertically. So I think that you do need to inject some speed and athleticism into this room. That's why if you trade back, I mean, we talked about the trade back option earlier. If you trade back to 11, 12, or 13, give me Brian Thomas Jr., buddy. Like, give him to me.
Yeah.
And good nights working outside, and now having Michael Wilson and Trey McBride and those guys separate short to intermediate. Like, that's the type of player that I think that the Arizona Cardinals really need to kind of find and bolster the pass catching group.
Just a quick thought on, you brought up Darius Robinson. Any other defensive linemen that kind of come to mind? Like, you know who I think of that might work for this, for the scheme that they run? Like, Brandon Dorlus is somebody who pops in my head that could be one of these third round picks out of Oregon. BetOnline remains your top spot for all of your live betting action and contests. NFL, college football, UFC, NHL are all in full swing. BetOnline is your number one source for wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions with both desktop and mobile access at any time. Head to BetOnline today and use promo code BELIEVE. That's BLEAV for 50% off your first deposit. That is a 50% welcome bonus. Bet online, where the game.
Newsflash, you can lose weight like a celebrity without being a celebrity. New Glucotrim from GNC delivers serious results with a proven formula, and you don't need a crazy expensive prescription. So get on that celebrity weight loss level with New Glucotrim. Get it at GNC.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Exco, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Exco, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Order now at Acura.com.
Vanguard is working hard to balance opportunity and risk for investors in this time of volatile yields. We know financial advisors are working hard to do the same. Visit vanguard.com/fixed income today. Important information. All investing is subject to risk, including the possible loss of the money you invest. Bond funds are subject to the risk that an issuer will fail to make payments on time and that bond prices will decline because of rising interest rates or negative perceptions of an issuer's ability to make payments. Vanguard Marketing Corporation, distributor.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Starts.
So he's scheme versatile, so he can move around a little bit. I think that he can move around, obviously, on a three-man front, because you obviously are really pushing for a versatility and alignment, like from an alignment perspective. Two names I gave him actually in this mock draft, Joe. Day three players, but not, you know, just a little bit down the board, just for a couple names. I gave them Dwayne Carter for Duke, who I thought.
Oh, I love that.
Butt kicker, bro, like 0-1 tech, just absolutely eating guys alive. And then further down the board, I think in the sixth or seventh round, I gave him Christian Boyd out of Northern Iowa. And I was like, big boys up front, buddy, give them to me and let the second level run, because I should go check out the mock draft, by the way, because I also gave him Peyton Wilson in the third round at linebacker. So I'm gonna run and chase with some guys in front of him. Yeah, shut your mouth.
Everybody make sure to go check out that mock draft, by the way. It is on, what's the name of the USA Today site? It's College Sports Wire. Go check that out. Ryan is doing a really fantastic series of doing individual mock drafts for all of the teams, which is always great and fun content. Final thoughts before we close out here. We just fixed the Arizona Cardinals. They're a Super Bowl team now, the way that we just described this. This is like unbelievable, man. How quickly we turn them around.
Joe, I would say this, man, is that anytime you have, and I was actually looking up who the offensive and defense coordinators are for them, because I know obviously Jonathan Gannon is their head coach, but anytime you're a team that is starting from scratch, pretty much, which is what Arizona is doing, right? Like, we can look at Kyler Murray and get super excited, obviously, look at a couple pieces and get excited, but for the most part, they're a team that needs a lot of retooling, a lot of revamping, a lot of additions to this room. We've talked about the interior defensive line. We've talked about edge. We've talked about interior offensive line. We've talked about corner. There's a lot of spots. And by the way, a sneaky one too for the future is Buda Baker's been a guy that's been rumored to be traded at any point the last 2 years, right? So if they trade him, then they need to find a safety in the room as well, yeah, potentially, to go with Jalen Thompson. So they need to be able to build from scratch and be patient here, right? Like, I wasn't a huge fan of the Jonathan Gannon hire as their head coach, but regardless, that's what you got going into year two. You need to see a semblance of growth as far as players really believing in what is being built and being able to really acquire talent, because whether you are a fan of Jonathan Gannon as a head coach or not, no one can argue that the situation that he was put into was not great, right? Like, there's not a ton of, there wasn't a ton of talent on this Arizona Cardinals roster. You're building from scratch, which is exciting for some people, because I can look at that and say, we're building from the bottom, but hey, that means that we're creating a foundation and we're really to build off of. This 2024 NFL draft for the Arizona Cardinals can be a great opportunity for that sustainability and longevity. If they have a great draft this year, then I think they can set themselves up to really build something over the next couple. If they miss on this draft, then we're kind of back to scratch. They need to be able to acquire a lot of good talent in this class.
All of the extra picks are certainly going to help them have multiple opportunities to secure long-term starters for this franchise. Folks, drop a comment below. Let us know what you think of this plan. Some guys that we maybe missed, hit that like button, hit the subscribe button. And then if you're tuning in on audio, please leave us a 5-star review and share your thoughts with us in the review, what you think of the show. We'll be back with more. The next team that we're going to be doing is the Los Angeles Chargers. So stay tuned. Yep. We'll be back.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Vanguard is working hard to balance opportunity and risk for investors in this time of volatile yields. We know financial advisors are working hard to do the same. Visit vanguard.com/fixed income today. Important information. All investing is subject to risk, including the possible loss of the money you invest. Bond funds are subject to the risk that an issuer will fail to make payments on time and that bond prices will decline because of rising interest rates or negative perceptions of an issuer's ability to make payments. Vanguard Marketing Corporation, distributor.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.